Well, it seems to me Brother Patrick's going through a lot of trials.
似乎领会的弟兄经历很多患难。
He just needs to remember every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord.
记得所有美善的事物都是从主而来的。
All right. I want to go over just a few more things about the words, faith, the word faithful, as it deals with God, and then we're going to look at Deuteronomy chapter 7. So let's go ahead and turn to Deuteronomy 7.
生命记第七章，我们先翻过去啊。生命记第七章。在这之前呢，我们要看看关乎神的信实这两个这个词汇。生命记第七章。
Before we read our text,
我没有读经之前呢,
I just want to say a few more things.
我要说几件事儿。
When the word faithful is used with regard to God,
当圣经讲到神的信实的时候,
it means that he's worthy of absolute trust.
这个意味着神配得我们完全的信托、信靠、依赖。
Absolute means it means all of it.
绝对的信靠，绝对的意思就是
complete trust,
毫无保留
trust without any reservation whatsoever,
破釜沉舟，没有任何的怀疑的余地，一点的一点都没有。
We can depend on him totally.
我们可以全然的信赖他。
And in light of that, because of that,
因此呢？
Doubt is one of the greatest crimes we can commit against God.
我们对神犯的最大的罪，得罪他最大的事就是怀疑他。
Now, first of all, there's no human being on this planet that is worthy of absolute trust.
首先啊，在世上没有任何一个人配得绝对的、完全的信靠，没有人，人不配。
Not one.
没有一个人配。
In the seven.4 billion people, there's not one.
在多少的七亿五千万啊，七十五亿，对不起，人当中没有一个人配。
In the billions of people that have lived since Adam and Eve,
自从亚当以来，古今中外成千上万的历史上人物当中
，not one of them was worthy of absolute trust.
没有一个人配得绝对的信靠。
Let's look at some of the best of them.
我们看其中一些最好的人了。
Abraham,
亚伯拉罕。
He was called a friend of God.
我们称他为神的朋友。
Could his wife place absolute trust in him?
亚伯拉罕妻子能够绝对信靠他吗？信任他吗？
No.
不能。
Remember when they went to the land of King Abimelech?
当他们下到了那个王亚比米勒王的腓尼那块地的时候。
And he told his wife,Tell everyone you're my sister.
他说他告诉他妻子，你告诉别人啊，我是你的妹妹啊。
He
啊，她是我的妹妹啊，我是你的啊，对啊，对。
What he did was wrong.
他做的不对啊。
He led her to do something that was not right.
他教导她做一些不对的事儿。
David was considered a man after God's own heart.
我们圣经称大卫为合神心意的人。
But was he worthy of absolute trust?
大卫，我们可以完全信靠他吗？绝对信任他吗？
He declared that there be a census in Israel and it brought about the death of thousands.
他宣告了要在以色列统计人口，结果导致了一个大灾难。
Uriah trusted in him.
Uriah, 乌利亚信任他，信任谁？
It ended up being killed.
大卫，哦，乌利亚，结果呢？
And lost his wife.
还失去他的妻子。
No man or woman is worthy of absolute trust.
没有任何男人或是女人配得绝对的信任。
And yet God is.
但是神配。
And yet, maybe he's the most doubted.
但我们却最多人怀疑他。
When we have a problem,
当我们遇到难题
，do we usually run first to him?
我们通常第一个找他吗
？Or do we run to friends?
或是先找朋友
？Or pastors?
或者先找牧师
To whom do we run?
我们先跑到谁那儿去？
Now, when I first went to Peru,
当我起初到秘鲁的时候，
started a church,
我建立一个教会，
and in about 3 years, it was really growing.
头三年呢，成长很快啊。
Had about 200 people.
大概有200个人信主悔改了。
And it was really kind of exciting.
很叫人兴奋啊。
And a Peruvian pastor came to me.
一个秘鲁的牧师来找我。
And he rebuked me.
他责备我。
For idolatry.
他说你拜偶像。
Now, I really respected this man.
我很尊重这个牧师。
And I was young.
那时候我很年轻。
So I said, what do you mean?
我说你为什么说我拜偶像呢？什么意思？
And he explained it this way.
他就这么解释，他说。
He said, when the people in your church have a problem,
当你教会弟兄姊妹碰到难题的时候，
where do they go?
他们找谁呀？
When they have questions, where do they go?
他们有问题，他们来找谁呀？
So they come, I'm the pastor.
我说我是牧师啊，他们来找我啊。
Yeah, right.
没错，没错。
Idolatry.
这是拜偶像。
And I said, well, then, what should I do?
那我该怎么办呢？
And this was so wise what he told me.
他告诉我的话非常有智慧。
And he didn't do this in a mean spirit. He did it because he loved me.
他不是因为他恨我，他乃是他真正爱我，他跟我说这实话。
He said, Paul, when one of my members comes to me,
他说保罗，如果我的教会弟兄姊妹来找我的话，
and they say something like, I'm having trouble in my marriage.
他说，譬如说我婚姻碰到难题啦。
I say this.
我会告诉他。
What has God shown you through the word of God in prayer?
你祷告的时候，读经的时候，神怎么告诉你的？
He said at first, most of them said this.
他说起初呢，大多数人会这么说。
I didn't look there. I mean, I'm coming to you. You're
我来找你啊，你是牧师啊，我没有读经，我没祷告，神没告诉我怎么办啊？
He said yes, I'm your pastor.
没错，
I'm not your priest.
我是你的牧师，但是我不是你的神父，不是你的祭司。
Now here's what I want you to do.
我要你做什么呢？我告诉你。
Go home for a week.
回家一个礼拜。
Study the scriptures.
好好读圣经。
Cry out to God.
你向神祷告，呼求神。
Come back and show me what the scriptures command you to do.
然后一个礼拜之后回来告诉我，圣经神的话告诉你该怎么办。
Many of them would say, "I don't even know where to look."
很多人说，我不知道读哪段经文呢。
And he would hand them a piece of paper.
他就给他一张纸头。
Said, "Here's all the passages on marriage."
这些是有关婚姻的章节，你去读吧。
Now go seek God in the Word and come back and tell me what He's told you.
在他的话语中，你寻求他的面，然后回来告诉我，他告诉你该怎么办。
And he said, "You know, Paul, there are times when there are really a serious problem."
他说有时候我碰到一些很严重的难题啊，很难解决。
And of course, I'm going to help immediately.
当然我要。及时立刻帮助他们。
But I'm trying to get the people to go to God.
但是我想方设法把人带到神面前去寻求神。
And not just some mystical experience in prayer.
不是在祷告的时候一些特殊的一些神秘的经历，不。
But to study God's word.
那是好好研读神的话。
And when they come back.
所以当他们回来的时候，
I listen.
我就听他们说的话。
I look at the way they've interpreted the scriptures.
我看看他们怎么解释圣经的。
If they've interpreted them incorrectly, I teach them how to interpret better.
如果他们没有按着正义分解正道，我就帮助他们好好的解经。
I'm teaching the people how to go to God.
我在教导神的百姓如何到神面前寻求神。
See, most people are trusting in the pastor.
你知道，大多数人信的是牧师。
They don't even go to God.
他们甚至不去寻求神了。
And that's not right.
这是不对的。
That's dangerous.
这是很危险的。
You see that? Now,
看到吗？好。
One last thing.
最后一件事儿。
It is important to understand that God is faithful.
神是信实的，这一点啊，你要明白很重要。
Not because He does everything His people want.
他是信实，不是因为他照着老百姓随心所欲，他们要什么就给他们什么。
But because He does everything He's promised.
乃是因为他所做的都是照着他所应许的。
Do you see that?
看到没有？
Let me give you an example.
让我给你个例子。
Let's say that there's a woman in the church.
譬如教会有个姊妹。
And her husband has left her.
她丈夫离开她了。
And he's gone with another woman.
这个男人跑了，跟另外一个女人跑了。
And she's in terrible depression.
是这个姊妹呢，非常的忧郁痛苦。
And so the pastor begins to instruct her in the word.
所以牧师呢, 开始用神的话语教导这个姊妹。
And then one day she comes into the church.
有一天这姊妹来到教会。
And her depression is gone.
她现在完全不忧郁了。
And she is so happy.
她充满了喜乐。
And the pastor walks up to her.
牧师就去找找她。
And says, what's happened?
到底发生什么事儿了?
Why the change?
为什么你这么大改变?
Oh, pastor, I am so happy.
哎呀, 牧师我好高兴啊。
Why?
为什么?
Because God showed me last night in a dream.
昨天晚上神在梦中向我说话。
That he's going to give me my husband back.
神应许了, 他要把我的丈夫带回来。
Is that good?
好吗?
No.
不好。 不是件好事儿,
it's not.
不是件好事儿,
what's going on?
到底发生什么事儿?
Her joy is coming from the fact that she thinks God's going to do exactly what she wants.
她的喜乐是来自于她以为神会照着她自己的意思替她成全。
Her joy is not coming from the character of God.
他的喜乐不是基于神的品格。
That even if my husband never returns,
就是就算我老公不回家了,
I have joy.
我仍然要喜乐,
because God is good.
因为神是良善,
and he will care for me.
他会照顾我的。
Also, she's trusting in a dream.
而且他信的是一个异梦,
it could have been not from God.
也许那个梦不是从神而来的。
It's not inspired.
不是神所启示的梦。
She's trusting in something other than a sure promise.
她所信的不是神的可靠的应许。
Faith is trusting in what God has promised through His Word.
信心是信神在他话语中所应许。
And it's trusting in His character.
那是信任神的品格。
Though He slays me, Joseph.
约伯说，就算他杀死我。 我仍然信他。
You see that?
看到没有?
It's trusting in God.
是信靠神。
Not because he's going to do what we want.
不是因为他会成全我要的事儿。 不。
I have been a Christian for over 30 years.
我信主超过30年了。
Man, do I praise God that he has not given me what I wanted at certain times.
我真是感恩了, 有时候神没有照着我所要的为我成全。
My life right now would be a train wreck if God had given me what I wanted.
如果神让我随心所欲的话, 我的这一辈子就像撞了车,翻了车的火车一样,完了。
As a matter of fact, it's the truth. I think I bless him more for the things he did not give me that I wanted.
我因着他没有照着我的意思给我成全，我更感谢他。
See, part of faith is trusting in how smart he is.
你知道信心的其中一个部分是信任他是多么的智慧。
And recognizing how dumb we are.
而且认识到我们是多么的愚昧。
Recognizing how good he is.
认识他是何等的美善。
And recognizing how we don't even understand what good is.
认识我们根本不明白何谓神的良善。 不知道什么是好事儿,
she's trusting in him.
是信靠他。
You see?
看到吗?
All right, now, let's look at some of the names now that reveal to us the faithfulness of God.
我们看看一些神的名字,启示了神的信实。
Instead of just looking at one verse, we're going to look at the verses that surround these names.
我们不仅是看一节经文, 我们看这些上下前后文, 围绕这些经文的经文。
Deuteronomy 7:7-11.
七章的七到十一节。
Now I'm going to let Brother Larry read it in Chinese for the sake of time, and the rest of you just speak English and read it in your Bible.
我单单用中文读啊，好，我们一起来用圣经，我们翻快七章的七到十一节，我们一起来读。耶和华专爱你们，拣选你们，并非因你们的人数多于别民。原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的，只因耶和华爱你们，又因要守他向你们列祖所起的誓。 就用大能的手领你们出来，从为奴之家救赎你们脱离埃及法老手。所以你们要知道，耶和华你们的神，他是神，他是信实的神。 像爱他、守他诫命的人，守约施慈爱，直到万千代；像恨他的人，当面报应他们，将他们灭绝。凡恨他的人，必报应他们，绝不迟延。所以你要谨守遵行我今日所吩咐你的诫命、律例、典章。
Now let's look at verse 7.
我们看第七节。
The Lord did not set his love on you nor choose you because you were more in number than any of the peoples, for you were the fewest of all people.
耶和华专爱你们，拣选你们，并非因为你们的人数多于别民，原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的。
They were a people of one.
他们是
population one.
他们的人口本来就一个。
When did he choose them?
他什么时候拣选他们？
He chose them with Abraham.
借着亚伯拉罕拣选他们，起初只有一个人。
Do you see that?
看到没有？
This one nomadic guy,
这个
walking in a land that was not his own.
在旷野漂流无定的这个流浪汉呢，在神拣选了他。
Now why did God choose them?
为什么神拣选亚伯拉罕？
It had nothing to do with them.
这个跟他们本人无关，不是他们有什么好处。
Now it's hard for me to believe, but there are so many people who don't like that.
你知道，难以置信啊，但很多人不喜欢这一点。
They say, I want God to choose me because he recognizes how special I am.
他们说我要神拣选我，因为他认识我是何等的特别。
I want him to choose me because, well, I did this or I did that.
我要神拣选我，因为我做了这个，我成就了那个，我怎么样？
I don't want any of that.
我不要这样的事。
If he chooses me because of something I've done, I will never be chosen.
如果神因为我所做的事，我所成就的来拣选我，他永远不会拣选我的，轮不到我。
There was no reason at all for God to choose Paul Washer.
神没有任何理由要拣选保罗华许。
I only gave God reasons to condemn me.
我只给他定我罪的缘由。
Do you see that?
看到没有？
If you are saved,
如果你得救的话，
you are saved not because of you.
你得救不是因为你有什么好处。
You are saved in spite of you.
那是因为尽管你不好，他仍然爱你，他救你。
Now to me, that's a good thing.
对我而言，这是真是好消息啊。
Because this relationship did not start depending on me.
因为我跟他的关系不是从我开始的，不是靠我。
And it won't finish depending on me.
也不会因着我不好就他就结束这个关系，打断这个关系的，不。
What did the start of this relationship depend on?
这个关系的起步出发点是从哪开始的？
God，
从神。
And God's character，
神的品格，神的属性。
What does this relationship continue upon？
这个关系是靠什么维持的？
God and His character，
这是神，神的属性，神。
If it was 99.9% God，
如果是 99.9% 靠神，
and 0.001%
靠我的话。
Then I'm going to hell.
完了，我就肯定下地狱了。
It's just I'm not proud of that.
我不引以为豪啊。
It's a fact.
这是事实。
And if you took the holiest man who's ever walked the planet, it would be a fact with him.
如果世上全世界最敬虔、最好的人，他如果靠自己，他也会下地狱。因为并没有分别，世人都犯了罪，亏缺神的荣耀。
All of us.
每一个没有例外。
How many times did Adam and Eve sin before they were cast out of the garden?
亚当夏娃犯了几次罪才被赶出伊甸园的？
Once.
一次就够。
How many times have you sinned?
你犯了几次？
You couldn't count it with a supercomputer.
最好世界高级计算机都算不出来。
I was over in the Middle East 2.5 months ago.
两个半月前，我在中东。
In a place where you're really not supposed to preach the gospel.
在一个你不该传福音的地方。
And God opened up this door for me to speak with some very, very wealthy Muslims.
神给我一个机会，向一群非常富足的、有钱的回教徒传福音。
And so I thought, how do I go about this? This is chance of a lifetime. I mean,
I'm going
to preach the gospel to all these guys, or someone's going to jihad me or something.
如果我传福音给这些人，这些人会打什么战？那个叫圣战的攻击我。
And I will tell you this, they were very nice to me.
我告诉你，这些人对我很好。
I'll also tell you this.
我也告诉你。
There are terrorists.
他们当中也有恐怖分子。
They are extremely dangerous.
他们是非常危险的恐怖分子。
And I will tell you this.
我也告诉你呢。
Please believe me when I tell you most Muslims aren't terrorists.
当我告诉你，大多数回民啊不是恐怖分子。
Most from the Middle East aren't terrorists.
大多数中东人不是恐怖分子。
They just want their kids to go to school.
他们不过想要孩子好好上学，跟中国人一样。
And want you to come. I've made some of. I believe there's no way to heaven except through Jesus Christ.
我相信除了基督没有别的得救的道路。
But I've also sat down in many Middle Eastern homes and had total freedom to share the gospel and was treated with respect.
我到很多的中东的家庭里头有机会传福音，然后感谢主，我要讲清楚，不都是恐怖分子啊。
Well, anyways, I was sharing Christ with these Muslims.
我跟这些回教徒呢，跟他们传福音，传讲基督。
They were the real deal. They were real Muslims.
他们是真正的回民，骨子里都是回民。
And I thought, how do I do this?
我说我怎么传福音给他们？
So I thought, let's hit some just a common area.
我想我就讲一些大家都懂的一些常识。
I said, the God of the Bible and the God of the Quran are not the same God.
我说圣经里的神跟可兰经里的神不是同一位神。
Let's just start right there.
从这个是起点。
But you do tell me.
但是你们告诉我。
That the God of the Quran is holy.
可兰经里的神是一位圣洁的神，对不对？
They said yes.
没错，我们的神圣洁，阿爸圣洁。So
what is he going to do with you?
那么他会怎么处理你？请问
？What do you mean?
怎么对待你？什么意思
？He said you're not holy.
我说因为你不圣洁。So
you want to talk about pornography? I said.
你要讲那些黄色的那些不该看的。
How much pornography have you seen on the internet?
你在网上看了多少的那些不该看的
？How many times have you lied?
你多少次撒了谎？
Is money the center of your life?
你生命中围绕的是什么？是不是钱？
And I just started going down through sin after sin after sin after sin after sin.
就列出一个一个的罪。
And finally, one of them went like this.
其中有一个人这样蒙住。
I am not Christian.
我不是基督徒。
But I now know this.
但我知道。
The most absurd thing anyone could ever say.
一个人能够说最难以理喻的话
is that they are going to get to God because they're good.
他们因为自己的心地善良可以进天堂。 如果神是圣洁的话
that is impossible.
不可能。
And then I said, okay.
我说好。
Where's the answer in your religion?
你的宗教给你的是什么答案?
Where's the substitute?
谁可以代替你?
Where's the man who can take your place?
谁是你的宗保可以?
Where's the sinless one who can die?
谁是那一位无罪的可以为你而死？有没有?
You see that? If God really is holy, and He is,
如果神真是圣洁，的确他是圣洁的。
Then there's no reason for Him to ever draw any of us near to Him.
他没有任何理由把我们任何人带到他面前，我们不可以亲近他，不可能的。
We're not just straying sheep.
我们不仅是失迷的羊啊。
We are rebels.
我们是叛徒。
Enemies.
我们是他的仇敌。
Haters of God.
我们是恨恶神的。
So when He says,
所以。
I didn't choose you because of you.
所以他说我拣选你不是因为你。
My response is, well, that's a relief.
我说感谢主，这是叫我放心了。
Because if you've been looking for something in me,
如果你在我里头寻找任何的好处的话，
I have no hope.
我就没指望了。
So what does he say here?
所以他在说什么？
Look in verse 7.
看看第七节。
Again, the Lord did not set His love on you, nor choose you, because you were more in number.
再看一次，耶和华专爱你们，拣选你们，并非因为你们人数多于别民。
Well, then why did the Lord do it?
那为什么神拣选你们？
Verse 8.
第八节。
Because the Lord loved you.
是因为耶和华爱你们。
What?
Huh?
Now, what is he saying?
他在说什么？
This is really kind of a taunt.
这是一种嘲弄。
He's saying this.
他在说,
you want to know why I loved you?
你要知道为什么我爱你吗?
I loved you because I loved you.
我爱你就因为我爱你，所以我爱你。
What does that mean?
这意味着什么?
God loves us because God is love.
神爱我们，因为神本身就是爱，爱的本体。
His love for us had nothing to do with what we deserved.
他对我们的爱跟我们配不配毫不相干。
It only has to do with Him.
只与他息息相关。
Now you say, well, there isn't a whole lot of for us to brag about.
你知道，所以我们没有什么可夸口的。
Well, actually, there's nothing for us to brag.
真的，我们无可夸口。
But there is a whole lot for us to be thankful for.
但是我们可以大大的感恩呢，感谢他。
Two women.
两个女人。
They're both devoted to their husbands.
两个人都很爱自己的丈夫。
But one woman is happy and at peace and confident.
一个女人呢，欢喜快乐，充满信心。
And the other is worried and afraid.
又惧怕又担心
and sad.
而且忧郁。
What's the difference?
这两者有什么不同? 都爱丈夫。
This woman that is worried and sad and afraid,
那个惧怕的胆战心惊的这个女人呢?
She serves her husband so that he will love her.
她服侍她的丈夫，好叫她丈夫爱她。
This woman that is happy,
另一个欢喜快乐女人呢?
She serves her husband because he does love her.
她服侍她的丈夫，因为她丈夫已经爱上她了。
This woman over here,
这个女人呢?
She knows if she fails one time,
她知道只要她失败一次，失误一次,
she's a goner.
她就完了。
She's out.
她就出局了。
He doesn't love her anymore.
她老公就永远不爱她，完了。
One flaw,
只要犯一个错。
One mistake.
一个失误,
this woman?
就完了, 这个女人呢?
The love her husband has for her isn't dependent upon her.
她丈夫对她的爱不是因着她有什么好处,
it's dependent upon him.
乃是依靠她丈夫。
Not only will this woman be more happy,
这个女人不但会更加快乐,喜乐,满足,
this woman will also be more devoted.
她也会更加爱她丈夫。
Eventually, this woman,
哦,最后那个,
will become bitter,
那个女人会变得越来越苦毒,
and angry,
而且充满了,
and say, I'm just tired of it.
害怕, 她会,我受够了,我受不了,我忍无可忍,我不能再这样下去了。
Throw me out, I don't care.
你把我离了吧,让我走吧。
Anything's better than this slavery.
这什么都比这样的奴役的生活要好。
And that's the difference between religion and Christianity.
这就是宗教和基督的信仰的差别。
When Paul teaches on grace,
当保罗教导恩典的时候,
from the book of Romans we understand,
在罗马书里头我们可以明白,
that sometimes arguments were made against him.
有时候有人会, 跟他辩论,
what are you saying?
你在说什么啊?
That it's just grace and it doesn't matter what you do.
全靠恩典,不靠行为,
let's just go ahead and sin.
你继续犯罪,
because it's all grace.
都是靠恩典嘛,
Paul said, may it never be.
保罗说,
you see, first of all,
你看, 首先呢,
those who have tasted grace,
那些尝过恩典滋味的人,
who have been saved by grace,
那些靠恩典得救的人,
have also been changed by grace,
他们也靠着恩典生命改变了,
and they love him,
他们会爱神的,
and the more they know about his unconditional love,
他们越认识神无条件的爱,
the more devoted they will be to him,
他们就越爱神, 越回应神的爱。
You say, what does this have to do with the faithfulness of God?
你说这个跟神的信实有什么关系?
You are saved,
你得救了,
because he is faithful,
因为他是信实的, 你才能得救,
not because you are faithful,
不是因为你是信实的, 不,
now I long to be more faithful,
当然我们愿意更加信实,
and I hope I have grown in faithfulness,
我盼望我的信实是越来越长进,
but the best moment of my best day would only earn me hell,
但我生命中我最表现最好的那一刻也配下地狱。
But it's His faithfulness.
但是是他的信实,
utterly and totally dependent upon grace.
完完全全依赖他的恩典,
now, look what he says in verse 8.
再看第八节,
but because the Lord loved you and kept the oath which he swore to your forefather,
只因耶和华爱你们, 又因守他向你们列祖所起的誓,
now look at this.
好,
the oath
神的誓言,
that he made hundreds of years ago to your father Abraham. How long do you keep your promises?
弟兄姊妹,
God made a promise to one man hundreds of years before this.
几百年前就向一个人 许了愿,
and he kept it every moment of every day of every year.
他每一年的每一天每一时每一刻都持守他的约,
and he has never failed.
换言之他永远不会失误,
never,
永不失信,
not once,
一次都不,
not one letter of what he has promised has ever failed anyone.
他应许的 每一句话的每一点每一滴都不会失守,
no one else has a record like that.
没有一个人像他有这样的破世界记录,
then, look what he says in verse 8.
再看第八节,
the Lord brought you out by a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
耶和华用大能的手领你出来, 从为奴之家救赎你们脱离埃及法老的手。
God made a promise to Abraham.
神应许了亚伯拉罕,
God also made a promise to Jacob.
神也应许了雅各,
he said, your people will go down into Egypt.
他说, 你的百姓会进到埃及,
he said, but I will bring them out.
但是我会把他们带出来的,
and what is he doing here?
他现在在做什么?
He has brought them out.
他就把他们带出来了,
he has redeemed them.
他救赎了他们,
he has delivered them.
他把他们释放了,
he has saved them.
他拯救了他们,
again, he has kept every promise.
再一次他, 他所应许的,
now we see something here that we're going to see much clearer later.
我们这里会看到,
he says, the Lord brought you out by a mighty hand.
所以说,
in order to be faithful,
你知道,
you not only have to be true,
你不仅仅要说话算话而已,
you have to be powerful enough to keep your promise.
更要有那个能力来守你所起的誓。
I could promise my wife a diamond ring of 1 carat.
我可以答应给我妻子一克拉的大钻戒。
And I could be totally sincere.
我也可以很真诚地承诺她。
There's only one problem.
只有一个问题。
I do not have the power to get a ring that big.
我没有那么多钞票买一个大钻戒。 我没能力。
Do you see that?
看到没有?
You could promise your wife the world.
你可以应许给你妻子全世界。
And you may be sincere.
也许你很真诚。
You love her with all your heart.
你全心全意地爱她。
But you can't give her the world.
但你没有那个能力把世界给她。
His faithfulness.
你知道他的信实,
he also dependent not only upon his truthfulness, but upon his strength.
不仅仅是基于他的诚实, 也是基于他的能力。
Now I want you to see something that is another side of his faithfulness in verse 9.
我在第九节我要你看到他的信实的另一个方面。
Know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God.
你要知道耶和华你的神,他是神,是信实的神。
Now look at verse 9.
再看第九节,
look at the repetition.
看看那个重复, 重复。
He says no.
你要知道。
No,
要知道,
understand,
你要明白,
that's what's wrong today.
这就是今天的问题了,
people don't know,
人不知道,
they don't understand who God is.
他们不明白神是什么样一位神,
because you got all these silly little preachers running around,
因为你有好多这些愚昧的传道人都乱跑,
little principles,
讲的都是这个原则, 那个原则, 小原则,
or having some healing crusade,
或者这个医病大会,
and promising miracles,
应许你神迹奇事,
that's nothing more than a lie.
那些都是谎言,
and they don't teach the people anything about God.
他们根本不教导有关神的事儿,
but they sure make a lot of money.
但他们赚了很多的钱。
He says, "Know therefore."
他说，所以你们要知道。
And then look at the repetition.
你看他重复。
He says, "The Lord God."
他知道耶和华你的神。
He is God.
他是神。
The faithful God.
是信实的神。
He's trying to make a point here.
他在强调什么？
What's your most important need?
你最大的需要是什么？
To know God.
是认识神。
To know who He is.
认识他是谁。
Not so that you can use it.
不是你好利用它达到自己的目的。
But worship.
那是敬拜他。
And trust.
信靠他。
Do you see that?
看到没有？
Now, He says, He's the faithful God.
他说他是信实的神。
A name in the Bible is very important.
在圣经里头, 名字很有意义的。
The husband of Abigail was named Nabal.
亚比该的丈夫叫做那个愚昧人拿巴。
Which in Hebrew means?
希伯来文的意思就是
fool.
傻子。 愚昧人,
he was a fool.
他是个傻子,
and he was.
他的确,
and he died a fool's death.
他死的时候也是个愚昧人的死。
So a name reveals something of the character of the one who bears it.
所以一个人的名字把他自己的性格也彰显出来。
And it says, he is the faithful God.
他说他是信实的神。
Faithfulness is not just something God does.
信实不仅是神所做的事而已。
It's something He is.
乃是神的本性,
and that's important.
是很重要。
There's a study called the study of ontology.
有一个学习叫做 ontology.
It's the study of being.
就是学习本质论。
Of what we are.
就是我们的本性,
and see, that's what people don't understand.
这是人不明白的。
You do what you are.
你所做的事就是因为你的本质你才会做出来。
Pigs eat pig food because pigs are pigs.
猪吃猪食因为猪就是猪。
Why do we sin?
为什么我们犯罪?
Because we're sinners by nature.
因为我们本身就是罪人, 所以我们就犯罪。
Why does God do faithful things?
为什么神做信实的事?
Because He is.
因为他就是信实的。
And He can't be anything else.
他不可能做不信实的事。
Why does the devil lie?
为什么撒旦撒谎?
John 8:44.
约翰福音8:44节。
He is a liar.
因为他本身是撒谎的。
It's what He is.
这是他的本质,
so it's what He does.
所以他就做撒谎的事儿，就撒谎。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
And so all His works are faithful.
所以他所做的一切都是信实的。
Now look what He says.
再继续看。
Who keeps His covenant with keeps his covenant and his loving kindness to 1,000 generations with those who love him and keeps his commandments.
是信实的神，向爱他、守他诫命的人守约施慈爱，直到千代。
1,000 generations.
千代啊。
It's a long time.
很长的时间。
And of course, you know, he's not saying when it comes to 1,001,
当然,
he stops.
你知道他的意思不是说到1001年的时候他就不信实了，不是这个意思啊。
Many times in Hebrew literature,
往往在希伯来的文学里头,
numbers are used and they represent something.
这些数字是有代表性的。
We see threes.
我们看到三,
we see seven.
看到七,
we see 12.
看到12,
we see 1,000.
看到千代千年。
In this case, it's talking about it goes on.
这里的意思就是永永远远千千万万永无止境。
But now I want you to look at verse 10, and we're going to see how this changes.
好，我们看第十节，看这怎么改变啊。
In one way, in a very limited way, we could say there's a dark side to this faithfulness.
从一个有限的角度，我们可以看到这个信实的一个负面或者黑暗面嘛。
Look what it says in 10.
看第十节怎么说。
But he repays those who hate him to their faces.
向恨他的人当面报应他们。
To destroy them.
将他们灭绝。
He will not delay with him who hates him. He will repay him to his face.
当恨他的人必报应他们，绝不迟延。
God is faithful to do good to his people.
神对他的百姓会守约施慈爱。
And as horrible as this sounds to your contemporary ears,
但是对现代人的耳朵听起来是何等的可怕，虽然如此，
God is faithful to destroy his enemies.
也是信实的，他必要毁掉他的仇敌。
You know, I look at what's happening in my own country.
你看看在我们自己国家所发生的事情。
And I'm not for or against anybody.
我不是说要支持这个反对那个，不是那个意思。
But it's sickening.
但是真是叫人恶心啊。When
you hear the multitudes,
当你听到这么多的人，成千上万的人，
and you hear the media,
你听到新闻媒体上，
you hear the screaming,
你听他们尖叫呐喊，
and the lies,
他们的谎言，
and the just totally like unrational animals,
他们就像不讲理的一些畜生一样，
twisting things,
他们扭曲事实， 颠倒黑白，
and lying,
撒谎，
and whining,
埋怨， 怨天尤人。
You see, that's what we're accustomed to.
这是我们很习惯的， 经常看到， 习以为常的。
That's our culture today.
这就是今天的文化， 习以为常的。
We don't even have to know the facts.
我们都没必要知道什么是事实真相。
Just if some movie star or rock star starts screaming stuff, we all follow them.
只要一个电影明星或者一个歌星在那儿尖喊呐喊， 我们就跟着阿们就随火。
The multitudes like have no mind.
这些老百姓就像没理性一样。
And they're excited to act like animals.
他们就像畜生一样， 一下就好兴奋， 就盲目随从大流。
I just want you to know something.
我要你明白。
One day,
有一天，
that all stops.
这一切都会停止。
I mean, it stops like this. Boom. It's over.
永远停止，会就这么停。
When Christ returns,
像基督来的那一天，
there's not going to be any whining.
也没有人再会埋怨了。
No protests.
没有人抗议了。
No cries of injustice.
没有人再抗议有不公平的事，注意听。
No cries of I am significant.
没有人会说我是个重要人物。
Said the speck of dust.
那灰尘竟然说自己很重要。
Even those who are condemned to hell,
就算那些被定罪下地狱的人，
will bow their knee,
都会跪下来，
and acknowledge,
承认，
that Christ is Lord.
耶稣基督是主。
No lobbies, nothing.
你不能再抗议了，不能再游说了。
We're so, we can't even conceive of that, can we?
我们难以想象，对不对？
But know this.
但注意听，
He is faithful.
他是信实的。
To judge.
他必要审判的。
He is faithful to forgive those who repent.
那些 悔改的人，他也会信实的赦免他们。
And he is faithful to destroy those who don't.
他也会照着他所应许的那些不肯悔改的。
On that day,
那一天，
the idea that man is the measure of all things comes to an end.
人自以为他是万物之本，万物的中心，这样的思想就会结束。
And all flesh will be abased.
凡属血气的都要在他面前降卑下来。
It will be both a beautiful day,
那会是一个美好的日子，
and a day of indescribable terror.
也是一个难以名状的恐怖可怕的日子。
It's like the old preacher said,
就像那个老传道人说的，
I've got good news,
我对你有好消息，
and I've got bad news,
也有坏消息。
The good news is,
好消息是，
God is here,
神就在这儿。
The bad news is,
坏消息是，
God is here,
神就在这儿。
It just depends on what your relationship with God happens to be.
关键在乎你跟神的关系如何。
Now, look what he says.
看他说什么。
Let's read verse 10 again, just so it's really implanted in our mind. Look at this expression of the faithfulness of God.
看看这个神的信实的表现。
He repays those who hate him to their faces.
向恨他的人当面报应他们。
Now who does this?
谁啊？ 谁会报应？
Who repays the wicked?
谁会报应那些作恶的？ 谁啊？
God does.
神。
Now why is that important?
为什么那么重要？
We don't.
因为我们不能够报应。
Yes, we should have laws.
当然我们应该有法律， 没错。
Yes, and the government should carry a sword to do justice.
政府应该佩剑来秉公行义， 没错。
But we do not kill or persecute in Jesus' name.
但我们不能够奉耶稣的名来残杀或者迫害别人，不能。
But we do have the right to die and be persecuted in Jesus' name.
但我们有权柄奉耶稣的名殉道，而且受逼迫。
And when our persecutors are killing us,
当逼迫我们的人在杀我们的时候,
if they're cutting us to pieces,
如果他们把我们剁成肉酱的话,
then every piece should cry out the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们身体的每一块肉都要呼吁耶稣的福音，传扬他的福音。
I heard one preacher say, if you cut me in a million pieces, every one of those pieces will cry out, God loves you.
有一个传道人这么说，如果你把我剁成千万块，我每一块肉都会
I think he could have said it better.
Now
you say, what do you mean?
那什么意思啊?
That was beautiful.
No,
it could be misleading.
那他可能会误解他的意思啊，更好的表达方式。
Let's say there's a pedophile standing right here.
Let's say a
murderer of children.
有一个就是。 那个弄小孩的，就是性骚扰小孩，那叫什么？恋童的，恋童的。
He's standing here.
站在这儿。
The evangelist walks up to him.
一个布道家来到他面前。
Puts his arm around him.
把手放在他的肩膀上。
God loves you.
神爱你。
He loves you so much.
他如此爱你。
Now in a way that's biblical.
从这角度，这是事实。
But in a way it's very misleading.
但从另一个角度，这个话也能叫人误解。
Because if that's all you say, that man may walk away going, God loves me.
那人可能就认为，哎，神，no
problem here.
没问题，我
man, this is great.
没问题，我继续。
God loves me.
神反正深爱我嘛。
What I would do is walk up to that man.
我会去怎么样呢？到那个人面前。
As I would someone who was threatening to cut me in pieces.
正如那个要把我剁成肉酱的人，我会面对同样的道理。
And I wouldn't just say God loves you.
我不仅会告诉他神爱他。
I would preach the gospel to him.
我会传福音给他听。
And that gospel would not only be that God so loved the world he sent his only son.
我传的福音不仅是神爱世人，甚至将独生子赐给他，不仅如此。
But every piece of me that they cut up.
但是你把我剁成的每一块肉
would also be saying this.
也会说,
and if you do not repent of this wickedness, and you do not throw yourself upon the mercy of God in Christ,
如果你不完全信靠基督，投靠他的怜悯的话,
you will suffer in an everlasting hell.
你会在那永远的地狱里永远受折磨。
See the full message.
你看这是整个全备的信息, 不仅神爱你,
but you'd better repent.
但是你也必须悔改。
You see that?
看到没有?
That's the full gospel.
这是平衡的福音, 全备的。
I just get kicked out of these preachers. Oh gosh, I want to kick them.
你知道,这些传道人,我真想踹他们一脚。
They talk about, I preach the full gospel.
我传讲全备福音。
What does that mean?
什么意思啊?
You know, miracles and signs and everything.
神迹奇事一并。
You're out of your mind.
你疯了你。
Full gospel is this.
全备的福音乃是,
Christ died for sinners.
基督为罪人,
was raised from the dead.
他从死里复活了,
ascended to the right hand of God.
他升上高天, 坐在父神右边, 他现在做王, 做审判官,
repent and believe the gospel.
要悔改, 信福音,
and bring forth fruit worthy of repentance.
结出果子来, 与悔改的心相称,
make your calling and election sure.
你要使你所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移,
because know this, religious hypocrites will burn in hell just as soon as the infidel.
因为要知道这些假冒伪善的人跟不信的人都会在永远在地狱里
That's a gospel that's a little more fuller.
这是全备的福音, 更全备的福音。
Now let's look at verse 11.
再看11节。
Therefore you shall keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I am commanding you today to do them.
所以你要谨守遵行我今日所吩咐你的诫命律例典章。
You say this is Old Testament.
你说这是旧约。
Yeah, it is.
是旧约，没错。
What's changed?
有什么改变呢？
So many young people today, they're like, yeah, that's just the commandments of God. That's Old Testament.
今天很多年轻人会说，哎，这不过是神的旧约里的诫命典章，这是旧约。
Yeah, it is.
是旧约。
And yes, it is necessary to interpret those commandments correctly.
当然，我们需要正确的解释这些经文、这些典章律例。
To interpret them in light of the coming of Christ.
是因着基督的到来来解释这段经文。
But don't think that The New Testament abolishes all commands. We are to walk in obedience. And how do we do that? By knowing what those commands are. Correctly interpreted through the interpreter who is Christ.
And
so many young people say, oh, you're just a legalist. What do you mean by that?
什么意思? 律法主义者。
Do you know what a legalist is?
你知道何谓律法主义者?
A legalist is somebody who believes you must save yourself through the keeping of the law.
律法主义是相信你要借着遵行律法才能得救。
Or it is someone who puts laws upon themselves and God's people that God never put on them.
或者一些人造一些人造的清规戒律来辖制神没有辖制我们的另外一些清规戒律。
But today it seems that anyone who talks about obeying the commandments of God is considered a legalist.
只要有人讲论要顺服神的律法，我们就以为他律法主义者。
That's why we have so many young people talking theology and listening to YouTube preachers.
所以今天很多年轻人要听 YouTube 或者在网上的传道人
And yet they'll go watch some filthy movie right out of Hollywood.
同时又看好莱坞那些肮脏的电影
And I'm not saying all movies are bad.
我不是说所有的电影都不好
But they'll watch them that are terribly bad.
他们所看电影是黄色的是低级的
Or they'll get in relationships that are immoral.
或者进入一个不道德的一个关系
Or they'll dress in a way that's a stumbling block to people.
或者穿一些衣服会叫人绊倒的
Or they'll violate God's commands in character. Or in speech. One time I had a group of students say this to me. They go, those, you know, you're just trying to put us in bondage.
你要束缚我们, 让我们受辖制。
I said, what?
我说什么?
They said, just trying to put us in bondage with those commands.
你借着神的诫命律例, 要我们受辖制, 受约束。
I said, well,
我说,
explain to me something.
请你解释。
Which one of these commandments is putting you in bondage?
到底哪一条律例典章叫你受辖制受约束?
Is it the one that says don't take your neighbor's wife?
是不是说那个不可窃取你妻子，你的邻舍的妻子不可奸淫那条?
Is that the one that's cramping your style?
是不是这个约束你啊，叫你不自由?
Is it the one that says don't murder?
或者不要杀人啊，是不是这条?
You want to go murder?
你要我去杀人吗?
Which one is it?
到底哪一条?
Commandments
神的诫命
are wise
是智慧的
and they give us security
使我们有保障
on how to walk in this dangerous world
好像我们知道在这个危险的世界如何行事为人
Well, no, we just need to love God
我们爱神就够了
And how do you do that?
你怎么爱神呢?
And how do you do that?
你怎么爱神?
The commandments teach us how to love God.
神的诫命教导我们如何爱神。
They're not means of making ourselves right before Him.
神的诫命不能使我们在神面前称义。
He doesn't hate us when we break them.
当我们触犯他的诫命，他不是恨我们。
Or when we fall short of them.
或者我们亏欠神的荣耀。
I'm sorry, I just can't find anything wrong with them.
但是对不起，我神的诫命没有任何的问题。
And when I do follow His wisdom as it's written in His Word, my life seems to go a whole lot better.
当我照着他的话语中所启示的智慧，他的诫命去行的时候，我的生活更加顺利。我告诉你啊。
My wife really is a lot happier woman when I follow God's command.
当我遵行神的诫命，我的妻子是一个更加快乐的女人。
You know those commands like, as Christ loved the church and gave Himself up for her.
基督爱教会，为教会舍命，你也要爱你的妻子。
Yeah, my wife's always pointing to that one. Saying,
我妻子总是指向我，你看，你要顺服，爱妻子啊，阿门。
My children really want me to obey the commands of God.
我的儿女也真是要我遵行神的诫命。
You know the ones that say, don't exasperate your children?
那些说不要惹动你儿女的怒气，没，我儿女可喜欢了。Just
what's wrong with the commandments?
这诫命有什么问题？
Because I want you to know, Seeking to know God's wisdom and obey it will save your life.
你寻求要遵行神的诫命，而且顺服他的诫命，可以救你的命， 对你有好处。
And doing what is right in your own eyes is extremely dangerous, my friend.
你自作聪明，照自己的方法去行，是非常危险的。
Now we've already established.
好，我们已经讲了。
That God loves us and saves us because of His nature.
神因着他自己的本性，他爱我们，他拯救我们。
And He's the one that did the saving through Christ.
他借着基督来拯救我们。
And He is faithful.
而且他是信实的。
You know, all you have to do is look in the mirror of God's word.
你只要照着神的话语，照照这个照心镜，照一照。
At least me.
至少我。
And I see how many times I fail.
我就可以看到我多少次失败，软弱。
How impure my motives are.
我的动机往往是何等的不纯正。
If I thought something depended upon me, I would have no peace.
如果我认为任何事情是靠我自己的话，我就没平安了。
But it depends upon the finished work of Christ.
但是我依靠的是基督成了的救赎。
The faithful covenants of God.
神的信实的约。
And so now I want to obey.
所以我现在乐意顺服。
Never forget God is faithful.
不要忘记神是信实的。
He's faithful in His promises to save.
他应许我们，他要拯救我们的应许是信实的。
And He's faithful in His promises to destroy.
他也会照着他所应许的毁掉恨他这个。
And we need to take those serious.
我们需要认真对待他的应许的应许。
Let's pray.
祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
父，我们为你的话感恩。
Thank you for your faithfulness.
也应真的信实感恩。
Please help us tonight to rest.
求你帮助我们安息。
To come back tomorrow and to learn more from your word.
明天回来能够从你话语中学习更多的。
And Lord, if there is someone here tonight who does not know you, I pray that your spirit would show them their need and they would repent and believe.
如果我们当中有人不认识你，求你的灵显明他们的需要，好叫他们能够悔改。
Lord, thank you once again for this wonderful privilege of being here in Toronto.
感谢你给我这样的荣幸，能够来到多伦多。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。